I look at the back three today. They say in life you've got to have a great back three.
Both teams are still playing football.
If Jake Friend's not playing, you don't have Jake Friend on the field.
I'm Redfern Pat. This is Media Watch. Let's start with some of the highlights from on the field.
Side it comes. Oh, there's a pass.
And on to South, who are having a bad run.
Well, I think it's fair to say South Sydney are in crisis.
The Rabbitohs aren't quite in crisis mode just yet.
I reckon you've got to have a crisis meeting with the team.
We're going to get to South Sydney crisis. What crisis?
Love that word in rugby league, crisis.
And it might be even worse than that.
If you produce a game like South Sydney played the other day, where like it was a pandemic.
The biggest news of the week was dropping halfback Lachlan Ilias after just two games. Similarly, Newcastle dropped their number seven.
But I've got topic one, the tale of two halves. Two big names have been dropped already. Rony.
Like I said, it's very interesting. It's a tale of two halves.
It's almost like a game of two halves. It's almost a tale of two halves.
Or, as Spud would say,
it's been like a game of two quarters, hasn't it?
We know that in 2024, resilience is out and grit is in. So let's take a look at the West Tigers' first performance.
Resilience-wise, being 14-0 down against Canberra at home, it's quite a tough ask to come back. But
I know that Jimmy Graham, that they were resilient yesterday, but it's round one. That's their first game.
Yeah, we're talking about them being resilient. They lost 32 points to 12. Let's not sugarcoat.
And here is their win in round three.
The Tigers did show some grit there, Warren, and they showed a bit of determination in defence.
Because we thought they were going to get the cleaners run through them, I thought they showed a lot of grit.
Yeah, just gritty
stuff. True grit.
Yeah.
And it's not all good news for the Glamour Club, however, with Leichhardt perhaps finally on its last legs.
Work, because the government, the easy way of hand out to the government is over. Mm. So if you're going to redevelop your ground, you're going to have to think left field from these days.
Yep. But as usual, a former Balmain player has a solution.
So, I reckon if we did a GoFundMe, I reckon we'd raise a little bit.
To finish, we like to joke around here, but here's a timely reminder.
But he's a fucking rugby league player. The greatest compliment you can give to a player, I reckon, is he's a fucking rugby league player.
But Gus has a different compliment.
It's a big ticket, isn't it?
Crikey.
He's a good player.
Wow.